Hello and welcome to the Witness History Podcast from the BBC World Service. First-hand accounts of events that have shaped our world. I'm Mike Lanchin. Today we're going back to 2010 and the devastating cholera outbreak in Haiti that left up to 10,000 people dead. The source of the disease was traced to Nepalese United Nations peacekeepers stationed in Haiti. But for many years, the international organisation resisted taking the blame. I've been speaking to a French doctor who led an investigation into the deadly outbreak.
The United Nations deeply regrets the loss of life and suffering caused by the cholera outbreak in Haiti.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon makes a long-awaited but guarded apology in December of 2016.
On behalf of the United Nations, I want to say very clearly, we apologise to the Haitian people.
For French epidemiologist Dr. Renaud Pierrou, it was a bittersweet moment.
It was part of a victory because Ban Ki-moon finally made some apologies, very cautious apologies, but he made some apologies. And if, of course, for the people in Haiti, that's very important.
Very important, but it didn't mask the fact that it had taken the international organisation years to accept its responsibility in the deadly cholera outbreak.
Desperate families wait impatiently at hospital gates in Haiti to try to bring help to their loved ones, terrified that the cholera outbreak will sweep through communities.
It was in October of 2010 that the impoverished Caribbean nation was struck down with its second major disaster in less than a year. When cholera broke out in villages in the centre of the country, Haiti was already reeling from a massive earthquake 9 months earlier, in which over 200,000 people had lost their lives.
It's a medical crisis of huge proportions. Inside, lying wherever there's a space, patients suffer from acute diarrhea mostly. They're dying quickly from dehydration, the young and frail, as always, the most vulnerable.
By the end of the first week, 300 people had died, and there were more than 4,700 recorded cholera cases. Haiti had never had a cholera case in its history before. Soon after the outbreak, Dr. Renaud Pierrou, a specialist in tropical medicine and infectious diseases, was approached by the French and Haitian governments asking for his help.
It was a big challenge. I was happy to come. It was very important for me.
What was your mission? What were you actually asked to do?
I think Haitian government wanted me to find what they already knew, that the cholera was bought by soldiers working for the United Nations. But they never said it that way. They just asked for help to organize a fight, see how it spread in Haiti.
The UN had had around 5,000 peacekeepers in Haiti since 2004. But their mission to impose stability in the poor and conflict-ridden country had been an uphill task. There'd also been accusations of rape and sexual abuse, human rights violations, and even murder logged against some of the peacekeeping force, all of which fueled tensions with the local population. The UN camp where cholera was rumoured to have originated was in central Haiti, close to the Antibonite River, the country's longest and most important waterway. Nearby was a tiny village, which is where Dr. Pierrou and his colleagues began their investigations.
The outbreak was almost finished in that village, but many people of that village died of the outbreak. Some of them died at the hospital, but most of them died at home.
How close was the village to the camp itself and to the river?
There is a camp, the river below, and on the other side of the road there is a village. So this is a question of meters. And when you go near the camp, you can see the toilets of the camp, and the water from the toilets could easily go into the river. So it made more plausible the hypothesis that these soldiers could contaminate the water of the river and start the outbreak.
But how quickly did you conclude that that was what had happened?
In a question of a few days, you had thousands of cases that went to health centers all around this area with the same disease, and hundreds of them died within a few days. The only explanation to have such a simultaneous surge of cases in a given area is that all the people were contaminated with the same source.
And that source, Dr. Pierrot suspected, was likely to have been the Nepalese soldiers who'd arrived at the camp just before the first cholera cases appeared in the area. Locals also told him that they'd seen sewage pipes being removed from outside the camp, which had connected waste from the toilets straight into the Antibonite River. The picture was getting clearer.
Haiti's Artibonite River, the likely source of the cholera outbreak. Once the river became contaminated, life's daily rituals ensured the disease spread rapidly. Leading to this baby's anguish and his mother's pain.
The disease was carried by contaminated waters and by people fleeing the outbreak areas. And by the end of the third week, the number of dead had risen to 500, and there were another 8,000 cases. Back in the capital, Dr. Pierrot presented his findings to officials at the French embassy and to the UN mission and to the Haitian government.
The official story was very different. The official story explained that the epidemic started downstream near the sea and didn't spoke about this first outbreak around the camp. It was just like these cases, and there were many cases there. These cases did not occur.
When you told people in the UN, the people in government, even the president you met as well, didn't you? You told them, this is your conclusions. What was their reaction?
All of them were very quiet. And Montmulet, the UN representative, he didn't attempt to make some direct pressure on me, just wanted to know what I knew and having the best idea of what to do for his organization.
What was your reaction to that? Did you feel frustrated or angry, or, you know, what was your thoughts?
No, I was not frustrated, neither I was angry. I was doing my job, and I wanted the tools to be known, but I understood that this was not the good moment for that.
And in public, UN spokespeople stuck to their version of events.
These rumours have been around for several weeks now, and several tests have been carried out at the base. They are all negative so far. The Centre for Disease Control in America has also been looking at this quite closely. The best of our information is that it's going to be very difficult to identify where the source came from. And frankly, from a humanitarian point of view, it doesn't matter, because cholera is not the kind of epidemic where you need to know the source.
Dr. Pierrot held on to his findings until he was back in Paris at the end of November, when he released his report. In it, he called for a judicial inquiry into the origins and spread of the epidemic and for a review of UN procedures and practices. Only later did the UN finally accept that its Nepalese peacekeepers could have been the source of the infection. And later still, Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon issued an apology to the Haitian people. It wasn't until January 2020 that the UN was able to announce that Haiti had gone a full year without a single case of cholera. Dr. Renaud Pierrot, who's now based in Paris, was speaking to me, Mike Lanchin, for this Witness History podcast. And if you'd like to subscribe to a free daily download of all our podcasts, just search online for BBC Witness History Podcasts. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.